Radio.
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds, and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance, and dental care. This is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. Because your pet health matters. Please welcome your pet doctor host, veterinary media consultant, and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
As reported by Veterinary News Network, pet owners love to spend money on their pets. But what happens when their dog is hit by a car or their cat needs emergency surgery? Advances in medical care for pets have made miracles possible, but they also come with a price. Are there options to help for these unexpected pet costs? Between the United States and Canada, pet owners will spend more than $45 billion on their four-legged family members. But a single traumatic event or a serious disease can devastate a person's finances or potentially lead to that heart-wrenching decision, do I need to put that pet to sleep? Fortunately, the availability of pet insurance, pet health saving plans, and even credit for pets may help some pet owners keep their pets around longer. Jack Stevens, founder of Pet Best Pet Insurance, has some other thoughts. He says, medical problems don't wait until you've saved enough and then stay within your savings that you've accumulated. Stevens also points out that Americans are not known for being good savers. My guest today is Lance Olson, Director of Business Development for Pet's Best Pet Insurance of Boise, Idaho. We'll be speaking with Mr. Olson right after this short break to hear from our sponsors.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
School's in session on Pet Life Radio with Teacher's Pet. Learn how to communicate with your pet, train your pet, and see the world from your pet's point of view. You may even learn a few tricks yourself. Teacher's Pet with pet expert and author Sarah Wilson, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggy's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city, and state reviews, and doggy destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.fidofriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in and will see you now.
Mr. Olson, thank you so much for being with us, because I know too many times in my own practice, I know that I can do something to help save a pet's life or increase their quality of life. And an owner sometimes says, I just can't afford it. Tell us a little bit about Pet Best Insurance. How long have you been around, and what can a person expect from it?
Well, thank you very, very much for having me on the air this evening. And there's many benefits on pet health insurance. In fact, the reason for it is to decrease pet euthanasia, where being able to afford medical treatment. We also want to provide the best care for your pet without worrying about cost. And an opportunity having pet health insurance allows for treatments otherwise you could not afford. So providing peace of mind with pet insurance the family members get, they get sick or injured, you can provide the quality care that they need.
Is this pet insurance one that you can only use at certain veterinarians, or is it something that can be used anywhere you want to?
With Pets Best Pet Insurance, you can use the coverage worldwide. So if you're traveling in the States, or in fact, if you go out of the United States, Canada or Japan, or mind you, you can use the coverage as well. Some folks have a mobile vet that comes out to their facility. You may use a mobile vet as well.
Is pet insurance fairly new to the U.S. landscape of medical care for pets?
Well, pet insurance has been around since the early 80s, and the market wasn't big on the idea of having pet insurance, but it's becoming more and more popular with the technology and the treatments that are more involved for the quality care of animals these days, and it's becoming much more popular. In fact, we're still only at 1% insured pets nationally, compared to the UK, where you're roughly looking about 17%.
Into pet insurance than we are here in the United States. I mean, here our pets are truly part of the family, and you'd never think of not having health insurance for a family member. Why do you think the difference?
Well, that's a good question. And in the UK, it's more of it's pushed to a higher level. In fact, the vet industry actually really recommends it and helps the pet owners become insured. And in the U.S., the word hasn't really been out. And so more and more folks are coming around saying pet insurance needs to grow and we need to bring awareness to it. And you really have to simplify an insurance policy, that, for one, that you can use worldwide, two, that it pays, and three, that it's understandable.
Is pet insurance more like a PPO or an HMO? How does it stack up with what we're more familiar with?
Well, Pets Best it's a real simplified 80-20 program. You can use any veterinarian worldwide. You don't have to belong to a network of associations or what have you. You can use any licensed veterinarian. And the fact that it's easy to understand that it pays 80% after the 75 or $100 or $300 deductible of your plan. So you pick and choose the plan that you wish to use. It covers accident, illness, injury, and you can even include wellness coverage if that was an additional option.
What's wellness coverage? That sounds like it's a great idea. What's wellness?
Well, it is. What we've done is we try to structure a wellness benefit plan that you can add on to the insurance policy. Therefore, you're not only getting coverage for accident, illness, and injury, but the company's going to help you out on your wellness routine visits, such as your vaccinations, your annual checkup, those great teeth cleaning that we should be doing every year. And the wellness structure is really inexpensive. It's about $17 a month, and you're getting three times the money back than what you're paying for. And what I mean by that is for your cats, you're actually getting back $505 a year just for routine visits. And then for the dog lovers, you're getting roughly about $440 back just on routine visits.
Well, we know that our pets aren't getting in frequently enough for wellness exams. I think most veterinarians would now recommend at least twice a year, because so much can change in that one-year period of time. For us, it's 1 year. For our pets, it's typically about 7 of their years. So, yes, a lot can change. Should you be starting this pet insurance when a pet is older, or what's the best age to start pet insurance?
Well, you want to do it when they're younger, because you know they're in good health. You're bringing in a new pet to an environment, and it's like bringing home a new baby. They don't know right from wrong, and you want to make sure that you're providing the quality care, so you're not making a decision based on finances. So we will take any age of pets, whether it's a 7-week-old puppy or kitten, or it could be a 16-year-old cat or a 12-year-old dog. We will not turn away a pet due to the age or an illness.
You were saying that the wellness was only like $17 a month. That seems like the bargain of the century, having pets, which, you know, especially that first year with all the vaccines and the neutering and, you know, the doctor visits, because you're just not sure if that puppy hiccuping is sick or if it's just normal. Is pet insurance overall fairly affordable for people, or is it something that only the rich can afford?
No, we actually made it really affordable with Pets Best Pet Insurance. We have three affordable plans. They range anywhere from $16 a month to about $49 a month, with the additional routine care coverage at $17 a month. So you can pick and choose your plan, and you can change that plan around any time. So, example, with the holidays coming up and you tend to overspend and you may need to make some adjustments on your finances, some people would consider dropping their pet insurance. Well, I would recommend making some adjustments, maybe downgraded to a different policy, but still have pet insurance. And then that way you can afford your payments. And then after the holidays, you have the option to upgrade to a higher plan again. So you're in control of your policy.
That sounds very user-friendly. I mean, I wish our human insurance was that way. Well, you had mentioned, you know, being affordable.
That is correct. What we've done is we wanted to provide your listeners a 10% discount right off the bat of the policy, and we will continue that discount as long as you keep the policy every given year. And that, we would like to provide an opportunity by going through your website where we would like to build where you can donate that discount back to a local shelter. We believe at Pets Best in not only providing quality care, but we also want to be a pet health resource center and by donating back to the community.
That is fantastic, Lance. That is great. Pet insurance, does it cover just, say, wellness and that catastrophic injury? How about animals as they get older tending to get cancer? Would it cover cancer, or are they immediately disqualified?
No, not whatsoever. With cancer, it's becoming more popular with pets over the age of 6, really more common at the age of 10. But with our Pets Premier plan that we just came out, you will have up to $14,000 for each additional incident. So if, heavens forbid, cancer comes about, you would have $14,000 for that. And for the lifetime of the policy, you're actually getting $100,000, which is plenty of money to take care of what you need to do.
If you had a pet, again talking about cancer, who you've going through this workup, and I know a client coming into me, pet's just not seeming right, it's off. You do this workup, you do your ultrasounds, I'm spending lots of their money. Now I finally have come up with the diagnosis. It's cancer. And really the best way to handle it would be to go see a specialist. Have they now exhausted all of their benefits?
Well, no. What's great about the coverage, in fact, as the veterinarian is still running diagnostic tests, we will reimburse a claim on that as they're still trying to come up with a diagnosis. Should a specialist or a referral come into play, you have more benefits as well toward that.
That is fantastic. Again, I'm thinking this is much better than human insurance. I wonder if I can get myself insured, you know, put myself down as a primate. With pet insurance, does it matter? I know there's different companies out right now that have pet insurance. Does Pet Best say that so much money has to be done for x-rays and so much has to be done for blood work? How does it work for a deductible to kick in?
Well, we really want to simplify insurance, and so we do not want to tell the veterinary industry on how to run their practice and what they should charge. So the fact that we're going to pay 80% of the bill, it's not a concern of whether you have a limited amount for diagnostic testing or you only have so much money for the primary condition. We do not work off a benefit schedule. We work purely 80% off the veterinarian's bill, and the policyholder can choose either a $75 deductible, a $100 deductible, or a $300 deductible. So you pick and choose your deductible, your benefits, and your lifetime benefits. And once again, once you choose a plan, you can change that plan around any time.
Now, this is something that they can just access online and do the changing, or do they need to speak to one of the representatives there at Pets Best?
We've actually, with our integrated technology, you can enroll right online. You can get a free quote. It takes 30 seconds, and you can save that quote for a 30-day time frame, or you can go ahead and enroll. Once you do an enroll, our fulfillment is automatic, so you will have your policy within the hour. And if you felt you want to make adjustments on that policy, you can call back in and we can accommodate your change and your request. And then in about 6 months, we're going to have a customer portal where you can go online and adjust your accounts on your own end. And in fact, we're at a 3-day turnaround time on claims. Well, we're going to hold to a 24-hour turnaround time should you put on a checking account for your claims reimbursement that go direct deposit right back into your account.
Again, this is better than human insurance. Hopefully they can learn from you guys. Go the other way around.
I sure wish my own insurance was this great. I would even go to a vet rather than a human doctor myself.
Are there certain things that Pets Best Insurance won't cover. For instance, you have the Labrador Retriever puppy who had hip dysplasia. I'm always wondering, is my new puppy going to have this problem? And if it does, will it be covered?
Well, that's a great question. The company, actually, there's no company out there that would cover a pre-existing condition. And the reason behind that is you'd have to have enough premium up front to pay for an existing condition. And unfortunately, as an insurance company, you'd have to have so high of a premium that folks just wouldn't want to pay that much money for an insurance policy. And then on a congenital condition, which is a birth defect, the company does not pay on that as well. And then there are certain hereditary conditions such as hip dysplasia that are not covered. Now, Pets Best has the shortest limitations on hereditary conditions, which are 15 conditions such as hip dysplasia, elbow dysplasia. We put those 15 conditions right on our website to let individuals know we will have to limit these 15 conditions at up to $300. But if it's not one of these 15 and it's still a hereditary condition within the breed, we will pay that at 80%.
That's wonderful. So it doesn't sound like there's really any downside to having insurance. Best to get it while the pet is young, but you can insure them at any age. Are the premiums going to be markedly different for insuring a young pet versus insuring an older pet?
Well, they would be slightly a difference because insurance is based on the age of the pet, and this is where we came out with our lock and rate. You can actually pay $1 a month and lock the rate in for your dog up to its 8th birthday or for a cat up to its 12th birthday. And what we're telling folks is we want to start them out while they're young and in good health and then lock that rate in, and the rate will never go up. It may go down, but it would never go up until the age 8 or 12. Some folks, I don't want to mislead you that the premiums are really skyrocketed at age 8 or 12. There's a very little difference in premium.
With the changes in rates as a pet gets older, it definitely makes sense because we do know that pets, just like ourselves, things start wearing out as you start getting older. How can pet insurance really help to be proactive? How can it help to ensure that good quality of life lasts longer?
Well, people are spending more money on their pets and taking treatments to a higher level, and they're more prone by not making a decision based on their finances for the care of their pets should something happen for an unexpected illness or injury. In fact, if an accident comes around, you don't want to make a decision based on finances. You want to provide the best care quality, and if you need to seek a specialist or a referral, you have that option, and money should not be a factor.
Speaking of money, now you go to the veterinarian, you have the bill. Does the veterinarian bill the insurance company, Pets Best, or does the owner pay for this?
The pet owner pays the veterinarian up front for their services, and then you take a simplified claim form, and you can either mail that in, fax it in, or you can scan it and email it back to the company. And our claims process time is within 3 to 5 days. Once we have our customer portal built within the next 5 to 6 months, we'll be holding to a 24-hour turnaround time. The fact that we can do a direct deposit claim reimbursement rather than actually mail out a reimbursement check.
I should probably ask, why are you so fast versus the human companies are so terribly, terribly slow in paying for insurance claims?
We have taken Dr. Stevens' experience of 25 years, items that have not worked over the years, and so we restructured it with the integrated technology that we have, copywritten from Denmark. We believe that we're able to provide not only quality care, but the right processes.
We're talking right now with Lance Olson, Director of Business Development for Pets Best Pet Insurance of Boise, Idaho. We're going to take a short break and come back and learn more of how pet insurance can help to save your pet's life. We'll be right back.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.
Greetings, human? What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in and will see you now.
Thank you for staying tuned. I'm Dr. Bernadine Cruz. You're listening to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio. And my guest today is Lance Olson of Pet's Best Pet Insurance of Boise, Idaho. Now, Lance, there are quite a few different pet insurance companies in the United States right now. Why should somebody choose Pet's Best instead of one of these other companies?
Well, we have the experience of Dr. Stevens of being a pioneer of the pet insurance industry. He has taken his 25 years of experience on what has and has not worked, and we believe we're on target, the fact that we've really simplified insurance. We're taking pet health insurance to a whole new level. It's easy, it's understandable, it pays, and you can use it worldwide. The fact that we have three affordable plans, and you can choose those plans around any time, and you can add on wellness that will give you the right amount of funds to actually have the pet vaccinated, to make sure you're staying caught up on your teeth cleaning, to take care of the needs, quality care that your pets and your babies need.
How does somebody pay for these premiums? Is it just, I have to remember every month to write you a check?
Well, what's great about Pets Best Pet Insurance is that we can pay on a monthly payment automatically out of an account or off a credit card. We can pay it quarterly, we can pay it semi-annually, or we can pay it annually. We waive the service fees, we take care of those, and we just want to make sure that we're keeping premiums low and affordable so we can continue quality care each given year.
Now, if I were to have four or five pets, because most people have multiple pets in their house, is there a discount for having more than one pet?
Well, that's a great question. With Pets Best Pet Insurance, you actually have a multiple pet discount. And if you have two to three babies, you will receive a 7% discount. If you have four to six pets, you'll have a 12% discount. And with seven pets or more, you actually receive a 15% discount.
And then Baker's your listeners will.
Well, that's correct. And then your listeners will receive a 10% discount. And I would like to note, if folks would like to write down their discount code, that will be 211301. And you can go right online at petsbest.com and go to get a quote, and it will give you your free quote, and you can lock that in with your 10% discount up to 30 days. And if you enroll, it will carry that discount in each year that you have the insurance policy.
Such a deal. Now, some people might say, okay, I have all these animals, and they don't really seem to get sick all that often. I just, you know, they're healthy. I take them in for their exam. You know, I can pay for that. Why don't I just put the money into a savings account and just save the money that way? What would be your response to that thought?
Well, having a savings account may work for pets that require little or no care that may limit the type of veterinary care due to cost. If you had a savings account, let's say $35 a month, it would take you 12 years to save $7,000. In fact, that amount may only cover one major illness or injury. Well, having pet insurance will give you up to $14,000 for each new incident, which will give you $100,000 for the life of the pet. So once again, if you compare having a savings account, assuming that you don't spend those savings for other means other than pet care, then you're still limited on your treatments. But if you're putting that money into an insurance policy eventually, should you, heaven forbid, need to use that, it would be more than paying for itself.
Can you give the listeners any great stories of somebody who said, okay, I'm going to get pet insurance, and how it really made a major difference for their particular pet?
We just had a claim about 60 days ago, and it was a new puppy, new for this family, and they brought home the puppy, and thank heavens they had the insurance on the dog because it ate an earring and it got lodged in the esophagus. And that, we paid $7,000 for that claim. And so the policyholder felt really helpful and beneficial that, A, they didn't have to make a decision based on finances, and, B, that they were able to put the money back into their accounts by having pet insurance. Otherwise, they wouldn't have seen that money coming back.
I've seen, again, too many instances where pets come into the practice, something that I know can be treated. Maybe it's a dog that has a sudden bloat condition where the stomach literally has blown up because it's eaten too much, drank too much water for whatever reason, and then the stomach literally flips on itself 360 degrees, known as a torsion. Nothing comes up, nothing goes down. It's a major medical emergency that needs to be treated. So that would be a catastrophic reason. So again, just even the everyday things of, how about itchy skin? That is such a real common problem. Would itchy skin problem be covered?
Well, it would be. In fact, there are well over 6,000 different major medical conditions that can happen on a dog. We hope to have very little, but if we have a simple torn nail, poisoning with the hollies coming up, that maybe a dog or cat gets into the turkey or into the bones, gets into some tinsel. It covers minor incidents such as allergies, torn nails, upset stomachs, to more major events, fractures, cancer, diabetes. In fact, they're doing pacemakers with the technology to improve cataracts. There's so much human technology to improve the quality of care of pets that you don't want to base on what you can do by limiting yourself on what you can afford.
And Pets Best will cover seeing the specialist to have the eyes treated or seeing the cardiologist, and how about some of these procedures that may be deemed somewhat experimental? They don't have FDA approval right now for use, for instance, in cancer, but the oncologist goes, yes, I know, but they're doing this study right now in Europe. It's having great success. I want to be able to use that on your pet. Would Pet Best Insurance cover that?
That is correct, yes. Pet Best gives you the option to treat with quality care as needed fit, and the fact that the policy will pay 80% straight across the board, whether it's emergency visits or it's a general practice, specialist referrals. In fact, it even pays for chiropractic and acupuncture.
Again, I keep saying this is better than human insurance. Lance, tell the listeners about the discount. Tell them where they can get more information about Pets Best Insurance.
Well, listen, folks, do yourself a favor and at least go to www.petsbest.com and have us a look. You can get a free quote by going to get a quote. It takes about 30 seconds. You put in your pet information. In fact, with Dr. Bernadine's discount, her discount code is 211301. You will receive a 10% listener discount. You will have that discount each and every year that you keep your policy. In fact, if you want to go around and look at the plans, you can build your policy, and you can simply save that policy for 30 days, or you can continue an enrollment. If you have any questions, call us. We have a call center that would be more than happy to discuss the plans, the options, how we work, and the benefits. The toll-free number is 1-877-738-7237. And once again, the website is www.petsbest.com.
And is this insurance available in all 50 states?
Well, New York is the only state that's pending. So if you happen to live in New York, we apologize. It's probably going to be another 30 days. But please call us. We can still go over the plans. Our plans were filed and approved in each given state. We have a strong financial underwriter, which is North Point, with an excellent financial standing, and we're doing really well in the market.
So you're going to be around. It's not like some of these companies that have tried to dabble in pet insurance and then back out. So is that correct?
Well, that is correct. And we're not in it for the money. We're in it for the quality care of animals. Dr. Stevens, our founder of the company, has taken his 25 years of experience, and he really wants to decrease the economic euthanasia. He's an avid pet lover himself. I believe he has 10 pets now, a mixture of dogs and cats, and they have a couple horses.
Only 10. I know he's had lots.
They do fluctuate. In fact, I encourage everybody to come to petsbest.com and go to About Us page, and you will see Dr. Stevens with a few of his pets, and he continually adds many pets with his wife, Vicki Stevens. And they are very well known in the pet community by doing volunteer work. His wife, Vicki Stevens, has a pet therapy group, the Skeeter RX team.
Isn't it true that all of his pets are insured with pet insurance?
Every one of his pets have been insured ever since Pets Best was approved in each state.
I love it. Well, Lance Olson of Pets Best Pet Insurance of Boise, Idaho, thank you so much for letting us know that there's ways out there for our pet-owning public to help protect their pets, to keep them alive as long as possible. We know that there are miracles available in veterinary medicine, but those miracles come with a price, and sometimes that price is hefty, and we never want to make those really tragic decisions based on money alone. So thank you very much. You've been listening to Dr. Bernadine Cruz on PetLifeRadio.com station. This is the Pet Doctor. Please stay tuned for next week for more, hopefully, wonderful information that keeps your fantastic pets healthy, happy, and an enjoyable part of your life. Thank you for listening.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Because they're a member of the family, keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. On demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.